In Paul's first epistle to Timothy, the second chapter, verse 5, we read, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." As we continue our worship together, may we read selectively selection number 32, Confession of Christ. This is from Matthew, Romans, and John. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." May we pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come into thy presence this day, we do so somewhat with distressed hearts, as we view the strife, the conflict, the wars that are being waged on every hand. As we realize today that there is such misunderstanding between management and labor, we ask, can we not find terms under which and upon which we can live? As we realize that we have lived together so long, but yet so feebly, as we endeavor to find common ground between the races, we ask, cannot there be an adequate understanding that will enable us to live together as brothers should live? But as we look out over the world, and we find so much by way of misunderstanding between nations. Misunderstanding that is resulting now in war in Vietnam. We pray earnestly and with the full power of our beings, can we not reach the time where there can be peace among men and the Prince of Peace can reign? As we realize that there are so many who are sick this day, some about whom we know of malignancies, as we realize there are so many that are hungry, grant that peace may come to these, and that we may reach the time ere soon where there can be knowledge that will alleviate sicknesses, where there can be distribution and advancements in knowledge that will alleviate hunger and suffering. But as we look out over this world this day, we pray especially for the men of God that are in this world. Grant that the salvation of each of us that have experienced it may have increasingly deeper meanings. Grant that these men of God may have the courage to speak out in these times of uncertainties, and grant that there may be an adequate and a challenging Christian leadership. But we pray especially at this hour for these men of God that comprise this seminary family. Grant that we may see any unsightly elements that characterize us as individuals or as a family, and be about the removal of them. Grant that we may so instill in our lives Christ-like principles of brotherhood and life that others will most naturally recognize us as being true Christians. As we move from day to day throughout this school year, grant that each of these thy men may grow in knowledge and grace and become more effective servants of thine. We pray especially for the president of this school, for the faculty, the trustees. Grant that there may be an adequate leadership. Grant that each of us may hope and pray that our lives together may be finer. As we move into this worship service, help us to have worshiped this day and have been strengthened for the task of the week. This we ask in thy name, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Darkness to the light of the Lord. I have come from
years ago, Louise and I made a trip to Louisville, Kentucky. We arrived there early one morning and stopped and visited at an institution in which I had studied for several years, and then traveled on downtown and stopped at the dental school in which my brother was studying at that time. As we drew near the dental school, I noticed that there were more cars parked near that institution than I had remembered normally being parked there. And I asked my brother about the matter. He indicated that early that morning, the employees of the city transit system had left their employment without notice of intention to strike. It was interesting to note the way in which they settled a strike. They sought three men who would serve as mediators and asked them to constitute a board and to hear both sides and endeavor to reach a compromise. Now, in order for one to qualify as a mediator and to serve in this fashion in this situation, he had to be acceptable to both sides. And in order to be acceptable, he had to know something of the conditions that the working men in that city faced. He had to know something of what they paid for housing, how much it cost them to keep children in school, what it cost for general living expenses. But not only did he need to have this knowledge and be acceptable to the working men, but he also needed to be acceptable to the management. He must be able to have a knowledge of accounting that would enable him to determine the nature of the operating costs for this transit system, what power would cost, insurance, the maintenance cost. He must be able also to determine what would constitute a fair return to the investors for their investments in this company. Having found three such men, they went to work on the matter, and in a short time, they had reached a compromise, and the buses, the city were running again, the transit system was back in operation. But the word mediator is a challenging word to me. I think it would perhaps be of benefit to us to define the word this morning. Consulting a dictionary, we find that the word mediator is defined as one who tries to bring about friendly relations between those who openly are disagreeing. Or a mediator is one who acts to settle differences between men, powers, or nations. The words go-between, intercessor, and peacemakers would be acceptable synonyms. Now in the epistle to Timothy, Paul, in writing to young Timothy, establishes Jesus Christ as being a mediator, and does so with great personal feeling. Through Christ, Paul was finding a new life. Through Christ, Paul was finding God in an increasingly personal fashion. Paul felt that Jesus and Jesus alone qualified to serve in this capacity. Paul found that because Jesus did know man and God, he could relate one to the other. I believe it would be agreeing that for Jesus to play this role, it would be necessary for him to experience life as man experienced it, and for him also to be of God. May we examine briefly these two aspects of the life and the man and of Jesus. Jesus, as a young child, experienced a normal family life that must have been wholesome and that provided acceptance and tender, loving care. As a young man, he received instruction at home and in the synagogue. According to the customs of the time, he worked with his father and learned a trade. When he began his ministry, he did not establish himself in one town or synagogue, but rather he moved up and down the highways and the byways, ministering to the needs of the men, the people he found there. Where there were the lame, the fevered, the blind, the leprous, the sick in heart and mind, Jesus found them and ministered to them. We note in the gospel accounts that Jesus experienced so many of these physical elements. It is noted that he was hungry, that he experienced tiredness and discouragement, that he also became angry at the injustices and sacrileges of the times, that he also suffered, and that he died. No person, a child, a young person, an adult, a sick person, an afflicted person, a downcast or an outcast person, has ever approached Jesus, but that he found their sympathetic understanding that comes only from one who has experienced life in its various stages and who has identified himself with mankind and has made his experiences his very own. But it would not be sufficient. It would not constitute an acceptable mediator for him to know only mankind. For Jesus to play this role, he must also know God and evidence God. We find varying testimonies in the gospel accounts about Jesus. Never did man so speak. Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. We know that thou art a man come from God. Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus endeavored through his teaching and through a living example to set forth qualities of the true God. He stated again and again that God is love and that he loves all men. God's love is extended equally to the rich and the poor, to the white and the black, to the accepted and the unaccepted. Jesus taught that we must love our enemies and those that hate us. If we are to find God, we must love him with the total power of our beings and love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus proclaimed the divine one as being a God of humility and stated that citizens of his kingdom must have been stripped of all pretense and other worldly qualities and present themselves as little children. God was presented as being merciful, and men were told that the merciful would obtain mercy. God is a forgiving God and would forgive those that sought forgiveness and who in turn were of a forgiving nature. God is a meek God, and the meek would inherit the earth. Those that take the sword would perish by the sword. Only could life be found as one lost it, as one extended his life beyond himself and became a servant. The early disciples were slow in realizing that his kingdom was not to be a political kingdom, and that he was presenting to them a way of life. As the disciples came to live as Jesus taught and lived, they realized that Jesus was a mediator and that through him they could come into the very presence of God. As we approach this holy season, I hope that we as individuals will seek Jesus anew, and that through the mediating powers of Jesus, we will come to find a satisfying and a holy life. Jesus was saying that there can be a resurrection if there has been a commitment to God. Life eternal can be found through a life of service to God and man. A Holy Spirit can be developed. And Jesus was saying simply, let me show you the way. Let me serve as mediator. May we pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, draw us into thy presence now and for eternity. This we ask in thy name, for Christ's sake.